Welcome. This is Benefit from the Bible, the preaching and teaching ministry of Bethlehem Lutheran Church. May God enable you to rightly understand and eternally benefit. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, it's the eve of our National Day of Thanksgiving. Therefore, tonight, I want to address a number of key aspects about Thanksgiving. As I was getting ready to write the sermon, thinking about the topic, these are some things I want to share with you tonight. First of all, let's think about our Thanksgiving here in America. What is the history? The roots of our American Thanksgiving date back to the year 1621. That is when the Pilgrims, after their first harvest, celebrated their first Thanksgiving. At that time, and in the years to follow, we know from history that the New England colonists were accustomed to regular Thanksgiving celebrations. What does that mean? What was a regular celebration for them? That meant that they had days of feasting, days of prayer, thanking God for blessings, such as maybe a military victory, the end of a drought, or some other great blessing that God had given. What about an American Thanksgiving today? Much different than how it was back then. Wikipedia notes that the centerpiece of Thanksgiving celebrations remains the Thanksgiving dinner. And then they talk about what foods are included in the dinner. These are foods that come from the Americas. These would be foods like we're used to, for example, turkey, potatoes, stuffing, squash, corn, green beans, pumpkin pie, and so on. They also note there in Wikipedia that Thanksgiving is regarded as the beginning of the fall-winter holiday season. Keep that in mind. I'm going to come back to those couple things here in just a moment. Let's go on now and think about the term Thanksgiving. The term Thanksgiving is basically taking two words, giving thanks, making them into one word and calling it Thanksgiving. Let's focus on the phrase for a moment, giving thanks. And as we do so, I believe that giving thanks has to include three essential elements in order for it to be true, in order for it to be actual giving thanks. First, we must identify something good that we have been given. For example, food, or even better yet, our Lord Jesus Christ. Second, we must figure out who gave us that blessing. In the case of food and Jesus, we know the giver is our Father in heaven. And then third, we must express thanks to the giver of the blessing. How do we express our thanks to God? By trusting in Him, praising Him, serving Him, obeying Him, and so on. Let me go back now and do a little bit of an analysis of an American Thanksgiving, what we do today. This is sad for me to think about, but I think it's fairly accurate. Think about these few things. If we fail to identify the good we have been given, if we fail to figure out who gave us the good that we have, and if we fail to express thanks, then our thanksgiving or our giving of thanks, we could say, has been unsuccessful. Let's go back to what I noted earlier from Wikipedia regarding an American Thanksgiving. They said that the meal is the centerpiece of it, and then it's also the day that marks the beginning of the fall winter holiday season. What is missing? I believe what is missing there would be all three aspects of Thanksgiving or of giving thanks. As we think about America today, what are many people going to do on Thanksgiving Day? They are going to gather with others in many cases. They're going to eat food on that day. And then some people are going to watch football. Other people are going to go shopping. Other people are just going to relax. When I say that, though, what is missing? What is missing is that they have not identified the good they have received. They have not identified who gave that good, and they have not expressed thanks. A sad situation. Let's not us be such ways. As we are around other people and have the opportunity, let us try to help them understand the meaning of the term Thanksgiving, and let's talk about how it means giving thanks. As I continue in the sermon, I want to share with you the text I'm using for this sermon, and that is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. This is what St. Paul wrote to Timothy. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. In verse 1 of what I just read, there are four key words there on the topic of prayer. It identified supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings. Let's talk about those here briefly. A supplication is a prayer, but it is a prayer about something that is very serious or very urgent. We find out in the Bible that that's the kind of prayer that Zacharias prayed to God in connection with his wife not being able to have a baby. Because when the angel Gabriel appeared to him, he said, "Your supplication has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son." Sometimes God wants us to pray in a most serious manner. We also have the common word here for prayer. That is simply requesting help from God. But there's a lot to it, though. When we request help from God, we believe that He is able to hear our prayer, and we believe He is able to answer our prayer. Jesus said this, "Whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." So when we pray, let us be confident in God, knowing He can do anything, and then let us pray with this attitude, "Not my will, but your will be done." Another type of prayer is an intercession. That's when we go to God on behalf of another person or another group of people. God has given us that opportunity because we have the connection with God through Jesus Christ. We can pray for other believers. We can pray for people who are not believers because we have the connection with God and we can go to God on their behalf. It also mentioned about thanksgivings. So back in verse 1, it says, "I urge you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people." Whatever is going on that is good, let us recognize it, let us know where it came from, and let us give thanks. Who should be included in our prayers? It told us right in the text, it said that we should pray for all people. It also talked about us praying for people in the government. So people at a federal, state, and local level, let us pray for them. Let us show concern for them. If they are doing well, let us pray that God would build them up, and let us give thanks for them. For those who maybe do not know our Lord Jesus Christ, let us pray that God would convict them, that God would show them their sin, that God would show them their Savior, that God would bring them to faith in Jesus Christ. For those who are struggling to make a decision, let us pray that God would give them wisdom and insight to know the best way to go. No matter what it is, whether we agree with our politicians or not, let us care about them. Let us care about our nation. Let us care about the world. Let us pray for them, so that God might work in their lives, be a blessing to them, and in turn, be a blessing to us. And then we might ask, what is the purpose of our prayers? Well, when we pray for our nation, when we pray for the world, we pray in such a way that God would grant that Christians can live a peaceful, quiet, godly, dignified life. And when that happens, God is honored, the gospel can freely go forth, and people can be saved. People can grow up in the truth. So we want our nation, we want the world in such a way that we have the freedom to live for Christ, that the gospel can go forth, and that God can do powerful work to bring more and more people to know Jesus. Let me conclude in this way. We know that God is good. Just look around. Look at all the blessings. We have all of our basic needs, and God is so good to us, He gives us much more than we need. So let us give Him thanks. Also, we have great eternal blessings. Think about it. We were in our sin, we were dead, we were lost, but what did God desire? God desired for us to be saved, and then He took loving, radical action, and He did it. He saved us through His Son, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Even think about this. Many people in our nation probably not celebrating Thanksgiving in the best way, maybe not looking at the good they have, maybe not identifying where it came from, maybe not giving thanks. Nevertheless, so, even for all such people, God still loves them. God provides what they need, and God wants to save them through Jesus Christ. As God does not forget about them and write them off, let us not do such things either. Let us pray. Father in heaven, as we gather with or communicate with family and friends on Thanksgiving, we pray that you would embolden us to talk about the meaning of the term Thanksgiving. Embolden us to express our thanks to you, even in front of others, and embolden us to testify to others about the peace and the assurance that we have through our Lord Jesus Christ, and help us to do it in such a way that people might long to have what we have, that they might ask us how they can have it, and that you might use us to speak your truth to them in a wonderful, effective, beneficial way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you are searching for a church home, see our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com, and attend with us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.